Another year, baby.
Let's go.
Back to more of our training camp coverage.
Live from Flowery Branch with The Morning Shift. Exclusive training camp coverage is brought to you by Kia. Movement that inspires. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It's the wake-up call coming up in just a minute. 404-726-0929. Or you can hit us on the X at 929 Morning Shift. And here's the questions. What was your hype song whenever you listen to hype songs, or if you still do, love to hear that one as well. And also, what's your level of excitement around Jorge Soler? Bo, I don't know if I've gotten your level. You're kind of lukewarm on Jorge Soler coming because I don't think it answers all the questions, but it's something, and he's definitely hot at the plate.
I love Jorge Soler. He'll always have a special place, and for me as a fan, I just don't know if you can go back to the well too many times, or I don't know if you can go home again sometimes. Right. And you just brought two guys home. But you know what? Jesse Chavez has came home many times, and for some reason, whatever reason, this regime has found a way to bring guys back, and they've been able to get the most of them.
Yep.
And I don't know if it's the comfortability level. I don't know if it's the manager, which I think it does deserve some credit for.
I think it's a cultural thing, too. I mean, you know those guys fit in the locker room.
I think my biggest thing is that, you know, what can he go out there and play? Because you're not moving Ozuna to the outfield. Okay, that's just not an option. Now, Soler, I know Soler can play the outfield, but he has not been doing it. And he's been DHing. Now, I just saw CJ Nikowski tweeted that, you know, I think his batting average is over 300 his last so many at bats. And you mentioned it earlier, too, what he's done lately. And Luke Jackson's last 9 innings, he's been phenomenal. So it all seems right. I'm excited that they made moves and that I Laureano made a great play in the field Sunday, but if I don't have to see, you know, guys like Laureano and I know Brian Anderson's not here anymore, but the Brian Andersons of the world take at bats and I get to replace him with Soler, I'm good with that.
Yeah.
So I just don't think they're done. Now, as far as the playlist thing, I thought you did a pretty good job with the playlist. There's a couple of songs that probably don't get that I would have replaced with the artist that you use.
All right.
Different songs, but there were three songs in there that all have been on the playlist before. You know, I make one every year.
Okay.
For Falcons, for road games.
All right. You have your own pregame playlist to get your mind right for the game.
Okay. Yeah.
All right. I do want to hit some of these socials, some of these guys getting at us on the X real quick before we get to the wake-up calls on the phone. Eric chiming in saying we actually do have fair weather fans, so what he said is fair. Big Speak, our buddy, says getting fans in the Georgia Dome wasn't a problem. The diehards have just been outpriced.
Hold on a second. Now, we had the same issue in the Georgia Dome. I'm sick of the revisionist history about the Georgia Dome. When the team wasn't winning, you'd sit in there with Steeler fans and Browns fans and you name it fans. So let's not act like the Georgia Dome was sold out every freaking game, because that is just not real. Now, what the Georgia Dome was a great home field advantage when you were good. It was louder than the Benz. There's no doubt about that.
And I'll say this. The Benz is a lot cheaper of a game day experience. I mean, I can tell you that. You can put the hot dogs. You can go in there and spend $20 and feed your family.
It's flipped with tickets. So yeah, now the tickets
flipped with tickets just a little
bit. But that's also the era we're in.
Uncle Steve says it's not about us being better fans. It's about the organization giving randoms a reason to show up. I mean, that kind of goes along with the Fairweather fans conversation. Our buddy Micah getting at us, Squid Billy, and we'll hear from him in just a second. Actually, you know what? Let's wait till we get him on the phone. I don't want to give away his songs. Bryce Dermo, our buddy, said best list you've had yet and haven't even heard number one.
That's a good tweet.
Yeah.
That's a good tweet right there. That might be your best list. I don't disagree with that.
I-85 Northbound. Make sure I'm saying that right. Northbound. Vice versa being number one on your list is crazy. Officially a Mike Mafian. Danny Johnson said your list almost got me in a wreck. I was hype AF. Brandon Mincy saying, I might have to join the Mafia as an honorary member today, vice versa. Yeah. A couple of other guys weighing in. Robert says his hype song was Air Forces by Jeezy, and he said he was on his way to thump Marist back in 2007. Brandon says, senior year at Spalding, rocked with Pastor Troy, no mo play in GA. We ready. So got a couple of them still rolling in. We'll get to them on the other side. But let's go to the phone lines right now, and let's talk to our buddy Squid Billion up in Dallas, Georgia. Squid Billion, thank you for signing off on the list, sir.
Yeah, morning, Mike. Morning, Elder Squid.
Sir?
You know, it's a little weird calling in and not being greeted by a deep sigh. It just feels a little off, but we'll roll with it. Yeah, so I sent a couple of the songs on X, Dynasties in Dystopia and Let's Go. Those are my current hype songs. Growing up, 1,000 Foot Crutch was like my hype band. A lot of rock in that vein to hype up. But with Solaire, similar sentiment to Elder Squid there. I trust AA with these moves, but it does feel like he finds the diamond in the rough, and maybe you're going back to the same mine looking for a different diamond. But, you know, I'll trust him for it. I did want to say, like, for the Falcons, I've been excited about this season since the Cousins deal, and I've only gotten more excited. But I wanted to ask you guys, like, with how the team is looking, with you guys being at practice, where do you guys put, like, Cousins and Bijan and Pitts when it comes to fantasy football? Where are you ranking those guys? Ooh, love the
that's
show.
A great question. I'm going to tell you right now, from what we've seen from Kyle Pitts so far, if you can get him at a value price because of what he's done the last couple of years, I'm jumping all over it. He has looked like a new man for the last week. Now, you're going to put pads on. You're going to, you know, ask him to do certain things. But as far as fantasy value goes, if you can find him in a later round behind some of those other tight ends, I think you jump all over it. He looks to me, at least so far, I don't want to go too far out. What are we, 4 practices in? He looks like a guy who is ready to absolutely explode on the scene with Kirk throwing in the.
Yeah, he looks comfortable again. He looks very healthy. I mean, he's got that burst back, and the ball is on time and delivered. He's made some good catches, some sideline catches. Look, I think Kyle Pitts would be a top five right now, fantasy tight end in this system with the delivery system like this. I think Bijan is set. I think we forget that Kirk Cousins had almost 3,000 yards passing last year and 18 touchdowns with, like, 3 interceptions.
You're talking to two guys that we have Kirk Cousins as our starting quarterback on our fantasy team that we do together. So he's pretty good.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Mike.
Yeah. It's going down.
I didn't remember. I did not remember that at all. And I you know
You're
what?
Welcome. You're welcome.
I just got even more excited.
Let's go to Chase over in Jefferson, Georgia. Good morning, Chase. What's up, buddy? Oh, okay. All right, let's pivot, Chase drop. Let's go to Chris in College Park, man. What's going on, Chris? Good to hear from you.
Hey, what's up, man? Always great when you pivot to a Squid Nation member, Mike. Just remember that.
I wondered why he had his arms so high in the air over there, Chris. He's happy to hear from you.
How you doing, Fearless Leader?
I'm good, sir. And you?
Doing super fantastic. And I do, you know, have to give a salute to your list, Mike. That was a great hype list, man. and it takes
buddy.
Me back. I don't know if I share with you guys. In another life, I played college ball from 1987 to 1991. I played for the Kansas State Wildcats. Got a scholarship out of Duncanville High School down there in Dallas. And let me tell you something, Mike. In 1990, when LL Cool J came out with "Mama Said Knock You Out," brother, and for the youngsters, Google this: the batteries on the Sony Discman got wore out. Man, we would run through a wall. We weren't that good, but we ran through a lot of walls and got beat up by Oklahoma State, Oklahoma, Nebraska, and Colorado. But they were good times. Hashtag Squid Nation. Hashtag Squid Squad.
That's awesome.
Can I say something? He brought a memory to me. I don't think you probably – I'm not sure how much you had to deal with this. I guess you did a little bit because you're only about 4 or 5 years younger than me. But there was nothing when you would if you were able to ride a riding lawnmower to cut the grass at home, and you're like, man, I want some music, and you'd have your Walkman, your Discman, I should say.
Yeah, I was going to say.
And you thought that anti-skip was going to save you from hitting a bump in the yard and that thing not skipping all to hell and back and – I can't tell you, man. It would be rough sometimes. This is a hype song right here. It's not a bad hype song at all.
That's not a bad hype song at all. I used to keep when I was coaching. I kept this one on in the weight room for sure.
In fact, I think when I did my Muay Thai fight, I came out to this.
I,
All right, hang on for a second. We got to go to break, man. The morning shift rolls on live from Flower Branch. We come back. We'll talk Braves. We'll talk about Grant Holmes' night last night. And also the Atlanta Falcons, man. We're going to see how this roster is starting to shape up. We'll hear from Eddie Goldman. That's coming up on the other side of the break. Stick with us. It's the morning shift live from Flowery Branch and Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
As you get older, you kind of appreciate the grind a lot more.
Back to Falcons Training Camp.
With Tiffany, Mike, and Bo.
Exclusive training camp coverage is brought to you by Miller Lite. Tastes like Miller time, Atlanta. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
.9 The Game, the morning shift. We're rolling on out here from Flowery Branch. This hour brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com to get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. According to Demetrius on Twitter, I don't have to start packing anytime soon. Let me read you this one. My man Mike, I just heard your top five. You got me hyped up this morning. That makes you an honorary ATL alien. Your ceremony will be at Magic City, and you will be greeted with 20-piece lemon pepper wet with Hennessy straight.
I wish Tiffany was here for your little victory lap. Your little victory lap that you
I don't taking. Have to take a victory. That's all but, that's on the X.
Well,
I'm sorry.
Look.
I'm sorry.
I have told you it's the best top five you've probably ever done, but I just think it's
been
cute how you're going this
lately.
Little victory lap. No, I'm not.
You've
I've
been
said,
saying
I've
that
said,
a lot lately.
Dude.
You know what I'm saying?
They're normally garbage.
Don't worry about that.
We normally have to you're normally getting crushed on the call in, Mike, man. Oh. This, that. You finally hit one. Just act like you know what?
Act like you've been there before, dog.
It's all right.
I don't have to. I'm just reading tweets. That's all it is. Coming up in 20 minutes, you'll hear A Life of Squid. Bo is – he's tired of the clickbait, man. He's tired of the clickbait from some of these national sources.
I'm just – at this point, it's more than clickbait.
Yeah.
It's a guy that has a mean on for this organization.
He has an agenda.
There's a clear agenda, and it's in capital letters, and I'm sick of it.
Don't give it away.
You know what? The next time I step in a Muay Thai fight, I would go against Florio. I would take Florio in that. We'll talk about it in Life of Squid.
Give it away. Look, we're live from Flowery Branch. The Falcons will be thumping today. Their first day in pads after having a day off yesterday, so we'll be excited to see them take the field, hoping to catch up with I don't want to give away too much. A pretty good wide receiver for this team, hoping to catch up with after practice today. So you'll hear that tomorrow. Make sure you don't miss that. For right now, let's talk a little bit about the Braves. Jorge Soler, kind of the news of today, being traded late last night back to Atlanta. Luke Jackson's heading with him, and Tyler Matzek is headed out to San Francisco along with the minor leaguer. Let me get the name. Make sure I'm not getting this wrong.
It's Sabellis.
Sabin Sabellis. Sabin yeah. Sabellis, headed over to San Francisco with Tyler Matzek. I do want to talk a little bit about the other Braves news that came out yesterday. The Braves, I guess Comcast and Bally Sports come to an agreement, so the Braves will be back on TV for a number of people that haven't been able to watch them for what now, 2 months? Going back to May, I believe that people haven't been able to see that. So starting August 1st, your Braves will be back on Bally. Hasn't been an issue for me. I have Fubo TV, so I don't have Comcast. But I know that that's been an issue for a lot of people, and you've talked to a lot of people, Bo, that that's been an issue for.
Yeah, I've even heard people, overheard conversations, I've been talked to. Look, luckily, I'm a gigillionaire, so it hasn't bothered me as either, because I've got the AT&T and the AT&T U-verse. But I am happy for all of my Comcast brethren out there that deal with them, and they get it back. And the trade, man, I'm going to be honest with you, I am –
I'm just happy they did something.
Because
I honestly was not sold that something was going
to
happen.
I can't find the actual word to describe my feelings, and I don't know why. I'm happy, but I'm not.
You're indifferent.
But I'm not over. Well, I don't think this is up. Oh, there it is, man.
That's what we've been waiting on.
Philly, here we come. I'm not sure that it puts you there. What I would say is I think it's a good move. I think it's a depth move. Now, I am just curious of what the rest of the contract that Jorge Soler has left, what they're going to do with that. I'm also curious what the Giants do with Tyler Matzek, who goes to them. I'm not overly sure about that, but I will say that Soler and Luke Jackson have had their best couple of weeks the last few weeks of this season, and I think that's a good sign. And I think being back here does bring out the best in some people.
Yeah.
And so I'm looking forward to that as well. So look, they are doing something. They're telling you that they're not sellers, and you did not give up really much of anything at this point, because
which is important.
Tyler Matzik is not the same guy from 21 right now, and you know he hasn't even been healthy at all much this year. And then you look over at a minor leaguer that, you know, is still so young in his career. I know we think he's a 17th overall prospect or something like that. But, you know, we talked about this on the way in. With MLB prospects, Mike, I mean, you can be the 102nd one and become a Hall of Famer, and you can be the second one and never pan out. So you just – it's just – it's so hit or miss. There's no perfect science to it.
Yeah, and I want to make 2 points really quick. First of all, the Jorge Soler trade – will not make a difference if you continue to see Jared Kelnick go 0-for-4, Austin Riley go 0-for-4, and Matt Olson go 0-for-4. Let's just be point blank about it. Jorge Soler could be MVP candidate the rest of the way. If those guys don't get going in some capacity, then we're going to see a lot of what we saw last night. It's guys like Marcell Ozuna and, you know, Orlando Arcia hitting solo home runs. Like, that's just point blank. Those guys have got to get going in some capacity. Jared Kelnick has been abysmal lately. Abysmal. He's been awful. The second thing I'll say is this, and I want to get to this sound. One of those guys you're talking about who you didn't ever know what his ranking was and just continued to climb up the farm system is Grant Holmes. Now, he went out for his first major league start last night. He might look like he's 45, but he was dealing, and he had thoughts on his first major league start.
Such a special moment. I never thought I would ever be starting for the Atlanta Braves, you know. So, you know, here it is, and just taking it with everything I can and doing everything I can.
Yeah.
Yeah, 28-year-old finally got called up, I think, around Father's Day time frame. And
yeah, it's been a little over a month, I believe.
This was, I think, his 11th or 12th appearance. Obviously got the start, gave up his first home run finally, unfortunately. But he struck out the side in the first pretty impressively, honestly. Got a couple of guys looking, and then – you know, there was an error made by Sean Murphy, and then you got runners on first and second. Nobody out in the second inning. He proceeds to strike out the side again. You know, so six of the first eight batters he faced, he struck out. I thought he was very good last night. It was not only exactly what you needed. I think it was more impressive than people thought and more than they thought they would get. He did you a very, very good solid last night with that performance.
Yeah. He got emotional a little bit after the game, said, you know, his dad was there. I didn't think he was coming, but he did, and it meant the world. I can't even fathom. I know what it was like, first time I played in an NFL game or a college game to have my parents show up and be there. So an emotional night for him. But look, man, the bullpen let him down. He's just rolling. He gets the eight strikeouts. You and I mentioned a number of times yesterday when we were talking to Nicky Noto Palmer, who was sitting in with us, that if he can go four innings and give up two earned, that we would be extremely excited for what he brought to the table. Instead, he gives you an extra inning on top of that and one less earned run, and he continues to roll on, even to the point where if you watch the broadcast last night, Brewers fans actually gave a cheer the first time a ball was put in play for an out, which I believe is at the end of the second inning, maybe even the third inning, the first time they had an out in the field was a fly ball to center field. So he was a ton of fun to watch, man. I'm hoping that he gets another opportunity on the mound as a starter, but Jesse Chavez lets you down. Aaron Bummer not only gives up the earned run and two hits, but also a boneheaded play trying to cover, or I guess get the ball to the first baseman, Matt Olson, with a little glove scoop that ended up as an error. And then Darius Vines comes in and gets shelled. And that ends in an ugly 8-3 victory for the Atlanta Braves last night. Help me out, Bo. Have we heard who the probable starter is for tonight? Because when we looked at it yesterday,
yeah,
there was a lot of questions still being asked.
They've got Elder as a probable starter for us. Now, we don't know who the Brewers are going to seemingly run out there. But, yes, Elder looks like he'll be the one that goes out there. And look, talked about it yesterday when I said I compared it to good Bo Wallace, bad Bo Wallace. This is good Bryce, bad Bryce, or good Elder, bad Elder, whichever, you know, one you want to go with. So we'll have to see. Braves do need to win tonight. They need to try to keep pace up here in the wild card, and there'll be more moves made by 6 p.m. tonight, which is the deadline. So I imagine they'll make at least one more move before the deadline passes.
Well, and that's what I was going to ask you. So if we're keeping track of all the moves going on around, obviously you had the Braves and the Giants making the move last night for Jorge Soler. Milwaukee brings in Frankie Montas, the right-handed pitcher, and they send Joey Weimer over to Cincinnati. Ahmed Rosario gets traded to L.A. from Tampa, and in return, L.A. sends Michael Flynn back to Tampa Bay, the pitcher. Look, Lane Thomas, I think, is a guy that sticks out. A lot of people thought maybe in a platoon role that Lane Thomas is a good fit, but the Nationals send him to Cleveland, and the Nationals get three players in return, a left-handed pitcher and a couple of infielders. And then, of course, Justin Turner was another name that got traded around. He's over in Seattle, and Toronto gets outfielder R.J. Schreck back. But, I mean, look, Tommy Pham is on the move. Miguel Vargas is on the move. Tommy Edman, the utility player, is headed out to L.A. Michael Kopech is headed to L.A. Michael Lorenzen. I mean, there's a number of guys out there, but I don't think the real blockbuster's been made so far. So help me project over the next few hours. I mean, is this as simple as, hey, we have to add a pitcher, especially with everything going on with our starting rotation? Or if you're double A, are you still looking to add a bat?
I think you're still looking to add a bat. I think you got a bullpen arm. I think you're looking at a bat. I'm not sure, honestly, where you would go. I'm confused on the Soler contract and what that means for the future and what it means for Ozuna and picking up the team option on him, which I think he would take all day long. But I think you go get a bat, a rental bat, and you try to give up something less. Now, I wouldn't be a – I know that they've been talking to Chicago, and I'm not sure if Garrett Crochet is a guy that they were talking about or talking to them with, but – I'll say this, the report's coming out that he will not play in the postseason unless he gets a new contract, to me would kind of be like, I don't know if I want to mess with that, because I'd rather give a guy like Max Fried a new contract than a guy like Crochet. And I know a lot of people would be like, Max Fried, I know what I have.
Well, Crochet, the reason he doesn't want to pitch the playoffs is coming off Tommy John surgery.
Yeah.
Right? So you don't necessarily want to shell out a ton of money. I would be curious to kick the tires, at least, on what they think that he might be asking for that long-term deal, and maybe you turn that short-term riddle into a long-term situation. It is going to be interesting to see, kind of how this Soler thing pivots out, because this is not a guy. This is not a rental. He's going to be around. You're going to pay him. I don't know how he stacks up in next year's lineup, though. I really have no idea. So, look, when we come back, we're going to hear some sound from Eddie Goldman and him talking about his future with the Falcons, and we also have a Life of Squid.
Yeah, where I go off on one national media member for his Falcon takes. And we talked about fans in the stadium. I have good news for Falcons fans about our fans being in the stadium. Next on the Morning Shift on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game as the Morning Shift rolls on live from Flowery Branch. Mike and Squid hanging out with you here on this Tuesday. We'll see some pads pop in here in just a little bit. It'll be exciting to get these guys out in pads out here as training camp rolls on. We are your eyes and ears. We are your eyes and ears, and nobody knows this roster better than me and Squid Billy. I have no problem saying that. As a tandem in Atlanta sports media, we've got you covered, man. So we know it front to back, and we'll be having our eyes on certain players out there today. And one of those guys is somebody that a little bit of a mythical legend for Atlanta Falcons fans. That's defensive tackle Eddie Goldman, who's back in the fold after a not once but twice deciding to hang up the cleats. And look, his thoughts about coming back are interesting, and why he wanted to try it just one more time.
Yeah, he's part of the reason, but the main reason was I missed the game so much, you know, so couldn't be away from it too long, you know.
Yeah, he couldn't be away from it too long. He missed the game. Now, having been in those shoes before, Bo, I got to be honest with you, I will believe that when he makes it through the whole season that he actually missed the game, because I have seen more times than most people realize. It happens with some players that aren't getting paid a ton, but I've seen this happen where guys are just like, man, this just ain't worth it. I don't, this training camp is grueling. Obviously, Pray Jerry's one of the more famous ones that happened on Hard Knocks 10 years ago. He was a little bit of a cult hero in the locker room because we were in the dredges of training camp. But it happens more times than you realize. Vinny, I can't remember Vinny's name. He was a guard we had probably back in 2013 that we signed for the offseason, a former Jag. He's passed away since, but he also did the same thing. So, and he just basically was like, I ain't got it in me anymore. I tried to light the fire again, and I didn't have it in me. But Eddie Goldman, we'll be watching throughout most of training camp, at least today for sure.
Yeah, I was excited about him 2 years ago when he originally came, so I hope we get that player.
Right. Excited about him 2 years ago.
I'm glad he still has passion for the game. To me, that shows something, and that shows what you might be getting. So, yeah, look, let's just see where it goes. There's no expectations right now for Eddie Goldman, yeah. And so he can really endear himself to Falcons fans. So,
Vinny's name was Vince Manawai, by the way. Didn't want to leave that out there.
Manawai, that name sounds really
Vince
familiar.
Vince Manawai. He was a longtime player for the Jags and was a good player. They brought him in the offseason to compete for a role, but he was like, and God rest his soul, man. It was a tragic death a few years back, but. Vince was one of those guys that would just put it blunt, man. He gets that locker room, he's like, dude, I ain't got any gas left in the tank.
All right, Dylan, I got plenty of gas left in this tank. Let's go.
It's time for a look back
into the mind of Squid Billy.
Hey, he might even talk sports.
This is the Life of Squid on the Morning Shift.
Brought to you by the W Sauce and Status Truck and Trailer Repair. Driven by excellence, building successful partnerships.
That's right. Little W sauce, little breakfast sauce, little Bloody Mary mix, Key West style, Mikey P. So you can go to the WSauce.com and order your bottle of the Bloody Mary mix today. You know what? You can find. I found the W sauce at my Kroger the other day. You can find it at the Publix, Ace Hardware. They got you covered. If not, just text me. I'll tell you where to find it. Or tweet me. I'll tell you where to find it. Or just go to WSauce.com to find it. And my friends at Status Truck and Trailer Repair. Give my boy Anthony a call. They're the official truck and trailer repair of Squid Nation.
Big truck, small truck,
medium-sized truck. It don't matter, dial line. All right. Let's get to this first story. Some good news. It's funny because we just talked about Amon-Ra St. Brown trashing our city and our fan base. Well, let me tell you something, Amon. There's a lot to do in Atlanta. Like you said, a lot more than Detroit, because I know I've been to Detroit quite a few times. There ain't a lot to do there, and whatever you want to do it before 8 p.m., all right? Where that sun sets. So I'll go ahead and tell you that. But I'll go ahead and tell you that we have sold out the season tickets for the 2024 Atlanta Falcons season. Now.
We'll see you there.
That is great news. Although the fine print will tell you that the Falcons are reserving a portion of ticket and suite inventory to ensure opportunities for single game sales. So, that'll be a part of it. However, we have sold out season tickets, Michael P.
Squid goes auctioneer to make sure he gets in the fine print. I love it.
Very excited. I love Fott. No, he goes, look, it's evidence that there's a lot of great energy heading into the season and our fans and players are ready to go. Yeah. I love it.
There's no momentum like momentum. You know what
I mean? I love it. And for all of...
I don't know.
Let me tell you something. It's not a arrogance. It's a confidence. But I will tell you, if you heard Amon-Ra St. Brown's comments, go ahead and tweet him and tell him that the fans will be there, especially when we play them in the playoffs in January, and they have to come to Atlanta.
I think some of the worst fan loves the Falcons.
Yeah. Oh,
quit playing it, Dylan.
Kick rocks.
Give that man.
I mean, he's a hell of a receiver. I do give him a lot of credit. He's a good player.
He's pretty good. Now,
someone I will say is not a good writer is none other than Pro Football Talk's own Cliff Note taker, Mike Florio Jr., who takes other people's work and puts his spin on it.
Yeah, the mother of all clickbaiters.
Well, he took Taylor Heineke's comments about, you can see the writing on the wall, about where his position was on his team, and he interpreted that to mean that he's no longer going to be a Falcon, and it means that, you know, Michael Penix has passed him on the depth chart. Well, let me tell you something, Mike Florio, or we'll just call you Florio. You don't deserve the name Mike. I know a lot of Mikes are all better than you.
Thank you. That's a compliment.
So, Florio, I'm going to go ahead and tell you something. Michael Penix was always the backup quarterback.
Right.
You don't draft a guy 8th overall and say, well, I'll put you 3rd string behind Taylor Heineke, who failed us last year. No offense to Taylor. Didn't have a great year with us last year. So Taylor is here as the emergency quarterback, and he's also here to help Michael Penix. So when, you know, they're watching games and Kirk's in, he's going to be there for him. We love Taylor Heineke. He's an Atlanta guy. But Penix was drafted to be the number 2 guy and the eventual starter. it goes even more. Where he goes on to say, the sooner Penix plays, the better the sooner the Falcons will be to win later. Not necessarily wrong with that. But he goes, look, this might be a situation where he's playing so well, they can't keep him off the field. And that the players will demand that he plays over Kirk Cousins.
What are we doing? What
garbage.
I mean, if there was ever an article written by somebody who has not stepped foot into this training camp, it's that article right there. Because anybody who has seen anything, this is Kirk's football team. There is no doubt about that. Anybody who has watched Kirk Cousins talk to Raheem and talk to his other players, that ain't happening, man. That ain't happening.
He even goes on to say that Arthur Blank might want to see Penix very, very soon, and that he'll get his way. Well, that's not really how it works around here, but thanks for acting like we're Dallas with the way they run their organization lately. But I'm going to tell you something. There are defined roles for the 2024 season, and Kirk Cousins is your starting quarterback.
QB1.
Doesn't matter if the team randomly pulls a Rudy situation, Florio. It ain't happening. This is NFL. This is not a Disney movie.
This hour brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com to get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. Coming up on the other side, we'll catch up with the Steakhouse. Coming off a fresh new 3-year deal. We'll make sure we poke them about that. Stick with us here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game as the morning shift rolls on live from Flowery Branch. Mike and Squid hanging out with you here on this Tuesday. We'll see some pads pop in here in just a little bit. It'll be exciting to get these guys out in pads out here as training camp rolls on. We are your eyes and ears. We are your eyes and ears, and nobody knows this roster better than me and Squid Billy. I have no problem saying that. As a tandem in Atlanta sports media, we've got you covered, man. So we know it front to back, and we'll be having our eyes on certain players out there today. And one of those guys is somebody that a little bit of a mythical legend for Atlanta Falcons fans. That's defensive tackle Eddie Goldman, who's back in the fold after a not once but twice deciding to hang up the cleats. And look, his thoughts about coming back are interesting, and why he wanted to try it just one more time.
Yeah, he's part of the reason, but the main reason was I missed the game so much, you know, so couldn't be away from it too long, you know.
Yeah, he couldn't be away from it too long. He missed the game. Now, having been in those shoes before, Bo, I got to be honest with you, I will believe that when he makes it through the whole season that he actually missed the game, because I have seen more times than most people realize. It happens with some players that aren't getting paid a ton. But I've seen this happen where guys are just like, man, this just ain't worth it. I don't, you know, this training camp is grueling. You know, obviously, Pray Jerry's one of the more famous ones that happened on Hard Knocks 10 yeah. years ago. He was a little bit of a cult hero in the locker room because we were in the dredges of training camp. But it happens more times than you realize. Vinny, I can't remember Vinny's name. He was a guard we had probably back in 2013 that we signed for the offseason, a former Jag. He's passed away since, but he also did the same thing. So he just basically was like, I ain't got it in me anymore. I tried to light the fire again, and I didn't have it in me. But Eddie Goldman will be watching throughout most of training camp, at least today for sure.
Yeah, I was excited about him 2 years ago when he originally came. So I hope we get that player.
Right. Excited about him 2 years ago.
I'm glad he still has passion for the game. To me, that shows something, and that shows what you might be getting. So yeah, look, let's just see where it goes. There's no expectations right now for Eddie Goldman. Yeah. And so he can really endear himself to Falcons fans. So
Vinny's name was Vince Manawai, by the way. Didn't want to leave that out there.
Manawai, that name sounds really
Vince
familiar.
Vince Manawai. He was a longtime player for the Jags and was a good player. They brought him in the offseason to compete for a role, but he was like, and God rest his soul, man. It was a tragic death a few years back, but Vince was one of those guys that would just put it blunt, man. He gets that locker room, he's like, dude, I ain't got any gas left in the tank.
All right, Dylan, I got plenty of gas left in this tank. Let's go.
It's time for a look back
into the mind of Squid Billy.
Hey, he might even talk sports.
This is the Life of Squid on the Morning Shift.
Brought to you by the W Sauce and Status Truck and Trailer Repair. Driven by excellence, building successful partnerships.
We'll be right back.
That's right. Little W sauce, little breakfast sauce, little Bloody Mary mix, Key West style, Mikey P. So you can go to the WSauce.com and order your bottle of the Bloody Mary mix today. You know what? You can find. I found the W sauce at my Kroger the other day. You can find it at the Publix, Ace Hardware. They got you covered. If not, just text me. I'll tell you where to find it. Or tweet me. I'll tell you where to find it. Or just go to WSauce.com to find it. And my friends at Status Truck and Trailer Repair, give my boy Anthony a call. They're the official truck and trailer repair of Squid Nation. Big truck, small truck, medium-sized truck. It don't matter, dial on. All right. Let's get to this first story. Some good news. It's funny because we just talked about Amon-Ra St. Brown trashing our city and our fan base. Well, let me tell you something, Amon. There's a lot to do in Atlanta. Like you said, a lot more than Detroit, because I know I've been to Detroit quite a few times. There ain't a lot to do there, and whatever you want to do it before 8 p.m., all right? Where that sun sets. So I'll go ahead and tell you that. But I'll go ahead and tell you that we have sold out the season tickets for the 2024 Atlanta Falcons season. Now.
We'll see you there.
That is great news. Although the fine print will tell you that the Falcons are reserving a portion of ticket and suite inventory to ensure opportunities for single game sales. So, that'll be a part of it. However, we have sold out season tickets, Michael P.
Squid goes auctioneer to make sure he gets in the fine print. I love it.
Very excited. I love Fontenot. He goes, look, it's evidence that there's a lot of great energy heading into the season and our fans and players are ready to go. Yeah. I love it.
There's no momentum like momentum. You know
what I mean? I love it. And for all of...
I don't know.
Let me tell you something. It's not a arrogance. It's a confidence. But I will tell you, if you heard Amon-Ra St. Brown's comments, go ahead and tweet him and tell him that the fans will be there, especially when we play them in the playoffs in January, and they have to come to Atlanta.
I think some of the worst fans loves the Falcons.
Yeah. Oh,
quit playing it, Dylan.
Kick rocks.
Get that man.
I mean, he's a hell of a receiver. I do give him a lot of credit. He's a good player.
He's pretty good.
Now, someone I will say is not a good writer is none other than Pro Football Talk's own Cliff Note taker, Mike Florio Jr., who takes other people's work and puts his spin on it.
Yeah, the mother of all clickbaiters.
Well, he took Taylor Heineke's comments about you can see the writing on the wall about where his position was on his team, and he interpreted that to mean that he's no longer going to be a Falcon, and it means that, you know, Michael Penix has passed him on the depth chart. Well, let me tell you something, Mike Florio, or we'll just call you Florio. You don't deserve the name Mike. I know a lot of Mikes are all better than you.
Thank you. That's a compliment.
So, Florio, I'm going to go ahead and tell you something. Michael Penix was always the backup quarterback.
Right.
You don't draft a guy 8th overall and say, well, I'll put you 3rd string behind Taylor Heineke, who failed us last year. No offense to Taylor. Didn't have a great year with us last year. So Taylor is here as the emergency quarterback, and he's also here to help Michael Penix. So when, you know, they're watching games and Kirk's in, he's going to be there for him. We love Taylor Heineke. He's an Atlanta guy. But Penix was drafted to be the number 2 guy and the eventual starter. It goes even more. Where he goes on to say, the sooner Penix plays, the better the suit of the Falcons will be to win later. Not necessarily wrong with that. But he goes, look, this might be a situation where he's playing so well, they can't keep him off the field. And that the players will demand that he plays over Kirk Cousins.
What are we doing? What
garbage.
I mean, if there was ever an article written by somebody who has not stepped foot into this training camp, it's that article right there. Because anybody who has seen anything, this is Kirk's football team. There is no doubt about that. Anybody who has watched Kirk Cousins talk to Raheem and talk to his other players, that ain't happening, man. That ain't happening.
He even goes on to say that Arthur Blank might want to see Penix very, very soon, and that he'll get his way. Well, that's not really how it works around here, but thanks for acting like we're Dallas with the way they run their organization lately. But I'm going to tell you something. There are defined roles for the 2024 season, and Kirk Cousins is your starting quarterback.
QB1.
Doesn't matter if the team randomly pulls a Rudy situation, Florio. It ain't happening. This is NFL. This is not a Disney movie.
This hour brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com to get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. Coming up on the other side, we'll catch up with the Steakhouse. Coming off a fresh new 3-year deal. We'll make sure we poke him about that. Stick with us here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.